Hey guys, Lance Erlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, let's go. I told you, get in. We want you and to you to talk about this. What do you think? It's 713-780-3776. Pena, what you think?
Hey, good morning, guys. Man, that auto guy is tripping. I don't know what he's on. He's tripping. He's definitely trying to get the clicks. He's speaking out of his rear end. I think Stephon Diggs got the good 3 to 4 years in him still to put up some really good, solid numbers. And that's what I have about that. But, hey, I got one more thing to say. Dale, you really earned my respect yesterday at the end of the show, man. You are a true man of the people. You like to get hugs from listeners at events. You help old ladies out, and you broke the good news. You weren't selfish to keep it to your show. Man, respect, dog. Have a good day.
Hold on. What is you? How did?
Thank
how
you.
Did
get what did you do?
Because I didn't wait for the next show, which would be mine, to go. Oh, by the way, we got breaking news.
That's how you're keeping people there through the break. You're like, hey, also, guys, Stephon Diggs, and that's your way of saying
so
keep it here.
I just want to point out when I made the announcement on this show instead of saving it. You know what? An awful person like Lance did coming up. The next show is going to talk about college basketball. That's because he's a bad person. And you know why I'm a good person? You know who else is coming today? Big Chicken at 10:30. So if you want food, Lance, instead of heading
joking.
Out. Oh, all of a sudden I'm not so bad, right?
No, I never thought you were bad.
I could have let you walk.
I was just wondering why you're a hero.
I could have let you walk out of here without
I was just
getting
wondering
food.
Wondering why you're a hero. That's
no. What's the deal? What's happening?
At 10:30, Big
at
Chicken's
place. Big
dropping
chicken.
Food off for well, would be for my show, but I'm letting him know so he doesn't head out of here and he's got lunch, free lunch if he wants to hang around.
Big Chicken.
Well, I want Big Chicken.
Well, I'm telling you too.
You're sticking around a half hour for your show?
It's not for my show, it's for the food, weirdo.
Yeah. Go work on some offensive linemen.
You hang around a lot.
Yeah, because I got to write up players.
Well,
I'm on like my last 50.
If you were planning to leave, maybe hang on.
I'm not leaving now.
There you go. So stop calling me a terrible person.
Pollo grande. Pollo grande.
Let's get Alan in here. Alan, what you think, bro?
Yo, what's up? Good morning, ESPN Houston, baby, man. Look, man, I've been a season ticket holder since 2017. I'm an excited Texans fan. I've been through the ups and the downs. When we drafted Deshaun Watson, I thought we were going to never have a great quarterback like Deshaun. TJ going to be 5 to 10 times better. You know, Bill O'Brien, I thought ruined the Texans forever with the stupid trades, trading D-Hop, you know, picking up Laramie Tunsil's bad contract, the Whitney Merciless contract, all the bad. Shout out to Nick Caserio. I believe in Nick, and Nick we trust. In 2.5-3 years, he done revamped, got some real good deals. Look what he's doing in free agency. Look what he's doing, you know, in the future as well. Hopefully down the line we extend Nico. And one more last thing, I hope, with a little bit of money we have left in cap, we need to go get a safety in like Justin Simmons. I'll let Woods go, draft another receiver, and probably get Khalil Campbell. Go Texas, baby. We going to the Super Bowl, baby. We going to the Super Bowl, baby.
Let him cook. I love it. That's what I wanted to hear. That's how Houston should be feeling. It looks like you're contemplating something, John. What are you thinking?
No, I like it. I enjoy it. I enjoy it. I think that I am excited about this. But I'm
not as excited as he was.
No, I've got a little regret that I spent all that money, all those years on my season tickets and my
PSL.
PSL. And I don't have it anymore.
My boy Uncle Freddy,
but it was,
and your guy Uncle Freddy, somebody gave him a PSL. He sold his season tickets. He was out after being in for all those years. Yeah. And somebody goes, hey, my company just wants to get rid of them. They'll give you the PSL for club seats. He's like, okay. And he said, I just lucked into it.
I now I wish. Now, I don't know if I'd go to all the games anyway. I like going there
and
everything.
Sell them and pay for your season tickets.
Yeah, you absolutely could. It's finally, finally, after 22 years, it would finally pay off to be a Texans season ticket holder. Even during their best years, 12 and 13, whatever, 11 and 12, it was okay. This is the most exciting. I was worried, and I'm not worried anymore, that there might be a sophomore slump for CJ. With these weapons?
How?
Because teams catch up.
But now, how?
How? Now I don't see how.
How now?
Somebody, Tank is going to be open, or Schultz is going to be open, or Mixon's going to be open, or Nico's going to be open, or Diggs is going to be
open. I'm going to say something that won't be popular, probably. Draft an offensive lineman. With your first three picks somewhere, draft an offensive lineman. The only thing that could hurt you is if your O-line goes to crap.
Yeah.
So you have Charlie Heck back as a swing tackle. I might be drafting another tackle. I might be drafting another interior player. Because if Kenyon Green can't get it done, you got Juice Scruggs at center. Who's the other guard? You know, I may draft a guy to compete for a starting guard spot. I really might. Because I don't think the Texans want it to be Patterson and then Scruggs. They want Juice at center. And they'd love for Kenyon to, you know, play and play well. But if that doesn't happen, you have
that'd be nice.
Kendrick Green.
Juice Scruggs.
Kendrick Green?
Who is it? No, who is it from the Steelers?
Well, it's Kendrick Green.
Yeah. It is Kendrick Green, yeah. Center guard, but he's a little undersized. But they like them.
Patterson,
they like what they saw. You've got guys, but
those guys didn't play I might go get a dude
in the third round at guard that I think can.
Is Tytus Howard going to be good at right tackle?
See,
yes.
I guess.
Well, listen, I think.
Listen. Why do you say that? What have you seen that you say, man, he's good?
Because here's the deal: is teams are going to have to be a lot more hesitant about going after CJ right now. They're going to have to keep more guys back. Listen, if the Texans were playing the Texans offense right now, the Texans defense were playing, they would get dominated because they don't have any on the other side. They don't have anybody that can cover two guys. They got Stingley on one side and basically nothing. There's going to be a lot of teams that cannot keep up with the Texans defensively with their cornerbacks.
Yeah.
And CJ is going to hit them quick, in stride, and you're not going to be able to tee off. I think Tytus Howard, this whole offense is going to be benefiting from the Stephon Diggs trade because there's going to be a lot of quick hitting stuff that you're just not going to be able to get to the quarterback because one guy is going to be able to get open in a hurry. Teams don't have three really, really good defensive backs that can keep up with these guys. They just don't. I know the Texans don't. And unless you are an elite defense, you ain't going to have it either. So I think they just helped themselves on the offensive line as well.
Who are they going to be facing on the way to a potential Super Bowl? Elite defenses. And the Texans gave up 47 sacks last year. Hopefully that improves. Wasn't great. And you kept saying, this guy's going to be open. This guy's going to be open. Well, as you pointed out, I feel like you could be saying that about teams facing the Texans.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure who they're going to cover.
No.
Who's going to be able to cover anyone?
Corner's got to be a priority.
That's why they got to get a corner and a safety in this draft as well.
Uh-huh.
They do.
Well, wide receivers off the – I mean, you can go get one at some point, but that is no longer
a need.
That is no longer an issue.
You got no room for them.
You got defensive tackle, corner, safety, and to me, interior offensive line.
Hey, listen, Noah Brown's going to make a bit of a contribution this year too.
Let me draft today this year for you, Nick. Just let me draft for you. I know the guys you need.
Michael wants to talk about Diggs.
I'm
going to
see if he'll let me.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Texans neck tats just went up in the city, baby. You know what I'm saying? So, Lance, you kind of answered my question about the wide receiver. Like, if any one of those stud receivers drops in the second round, grab that dude. But, I follow me with this, guys. I think C.J. Stroud is, like, good enough, and people like him enough because he's from California, too. I think we're finally going to get Texans fans that don't live in Houston. You know, like the Cowboys fans, like, there's Cowboys fans in Maryland, you know, which is insane. But, you know, once we start winning, I think, you know what I mean? I finally think our fan bases are going to actually grow because we'll be like a bandwagon team, which I'm fine with. What do you guys think?
So it happened with the Astros.
So for whatever reason, this trade somehow affected the Dallas Cowboys. Robert Griffin III went after the Cowboys after this
trade.
Because
they didn't do anything.
He said, they're like, this is exactly what the Cowboys should be
probably
doing.
Grew,
and
you know,
the Texans are doing it.
He's from Waco. He probably grew up a Cowboys fan.
Probably. Warren Sharp put this out. For whatever reason, out of nowhere, he just put out, time to face reality. Teams in Texas, Cowboys versus Texans, since 2010. Winning seasons, Texans 8, Cowboys 7. Trips to playoffs, Texans 7, Cowboys 6. Playoff wins, Texans 5, Cowboys 3. Just out of nowhere, the Texans are dominating the Cowboys in this state. Honestly, the Texans have a chance. They have a chance to be a really, really, to gain a lot of popularity in this state. They really do. They're making headlines.
You think there's a...
That they, as opposed to the headlines they had been making, with the garbage that this organization was, now they're making tremendous headlines.
You think there are football NFL fans up for grabs in this state?
Well, no, but the bandwagon, like younger
the
fans...
The star power of this team is going to...
No, C.J. Stroud is going to absolutely pull in. C.J. Stroud, Tank Dell, yes. There's the young fans, they don't just cheer for teams, they cheer for players. It's different than when we grew up. And so I think we saw a lot of people wearing Astros hats after 17. A lot. Now it slowed way down after the trash can stuff came out. But the Astros became kind of a hot team for a lot of people to follow and wear Astros hats. Oh no, the Texans have cool now. They've got a chance to win at a high level. They've got, you know, what's the dance that he does that the CJ Stroud does with Tank? What's it called?
I don't know.
Oh, you were doing it. You're trying to do
doing it.
It.
It's
the
squabble.
What it's called.
The squabble.
Oh, the squabble.
Squabble. So he's got a little dance. You got a quarterback who does a little dance. Joe Burrow doesn't do dances.
No,
Josh Allen doesn't do dances. I don't even think Lamar does dances.
No, Lamar just beat you to the tune of like 59 or whatever.
You know
the
what they didn't do
was?
Against the Ravens last year?
Do a lot of dancing.
Dancing. You know why they didn't score any touchdowns?
No Tank.
Yeah,
he was there for
the first game.
Not. CJ, first of all, Baltimore does not even, the Ravens do not want to see the Texans. As a matter of fact, if you see the Texans, just take the week off. Take the week off, boys. It ain't going to be a good week for
you. They will see them this year.
They
good.
Will. I
good.
The Texans have improved
good.
Quite a bit.
Texans are the favorite in the AFC
but
now.
But the way the Ravens beat the way the Ravens beat you and beat everyone, I'm not sure the Texans
You mean the team that was losing to the Texans at halftime in playoff game?
And what happened then?
At home with no Tank when it was 6 degrees?
How did it go after half?
Doesn't matter.
It kind of does. So the Texans have improved, and I'm with you. They got a shot to be the second favorite, but the way the Ravens beat teams, I don't think the Texans have improved there. The physicality that the Ravens bring to the table, that they try to bully you, I'm not sure that the Texans have made upgrades there. That's what I'm concerned with, the interior of the offensive line and at defensive tackle.
I'm telling you, offensive line probably should be one of the first three picks, because the only thing that could really short circuit you now, well, the one thing that could really short circuit you is coverage. So yes, a cornerback, more competition for Jeff Okuda and who was the other corner that they added? Mike Ford, but he's special teams. Who's the other corner they added for like $4 million? Oh,
CJ Henderson.
More competition is needed for Henderson and Okuda. Another corner is absolutely needed.
Miles
I believe
Bryant.
A safety is needed because DeAndre Houston, Carson Houston? That was, I'm
Whatever.
Glad he stepped in and did an admirable job. It ain't good enough.
Yep.
Because right. Jimmy Ward, we don't know if he can stay healthy.
No, we need a safety. 7-1-3, I mean, listen, what they've done this offseason, what they've addressed, no team has gotten a 10-plus sack guy, a 1,000-yard rusher, and a 1,000-yard receiver. No team's ever done what the Texans have done, ever. So they've gotten all three of those, and no team has ever put together an offseason where they've picked up those types of players. So big ups to what they're doing right now, and it's got us excited. Chris, Justin and Chris, we'll get you guys on the other side. Right now I'm talking about Houston Safe and Lock. You have today and tomorrow to go to Houston Safe and Lock or King Safe and Lock, which is at I-10 and Wirt, or Houston Safe and Lock, which is at Westheimer and the Beltway. Buy a new safe from Derek. Tell him you heard it right here. Buy a new safe. Pick the winner of Monday night's game. Okay. That's the national championship basketball. Pick the winner of that game. And before they start the Final Four starts on a Saturday, and you get half off on that safe. So if you're in the market for a safe, you need a safe, you need a gun safe, you need a safe for your business, you need, this is the time to buy. I know who I would pick. I don't know who you're going to pick. Probably, hopefully, be a pretty good game, but there's one team that's blowing everybody else out. So there's a good chance. I mean, the odds are with you if you pick a certain team that you're going to get 50% off of your safe, okay? And then you root for that team. Otherwise, it's a business expense, and you needed a safe anyway. But if you want 50% off, pick the winner of that game and buy a new safe from Houston Safe and Lock. Go to 975safe.com, 975safe.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
The Athletic is who actually won. Here's the headline. Who actually won the Stephon Diggs trade? And the point being, is the Texans are getting a superstar in Stephon Diggs with CJ, with all of the other weapons that they have. But yet, the drama that Diggs brings, it sure would be. Is there a chance that he is actually going to be satisfied that he is actually going to be? Look, he's got the quarterback. He's got the weapons. I mean, hopefully they win at a high level because that's what he wants to do as well.
He's on the cool team, John. Look, living in, you mentioned this before, and I agree with this. Living in Houston over Buffalo is a big deal for a guy who, you know, for a receiver type who likes to shine a little bit. It's a lot better lifestyle. Number two, he's on the cool team. The Texans, believe it or not, are the cool team in the league. Number three, this is now his third team, and he's been considered a malcontent at his other two stops. At some point, I think you become aware of what people think of you and who you are, and I think that could play into it. Now, is it going to let – it didn't last forever with Randy. Randy Moss eventually got himself out of three different teams. That's just a fact. It happened with the Vikings. It happened with the Raiders. It ended up happening with the Patriots. You probably get to a breaking point at some time with Diggs, but I don't think it's for the first 2 years.
The Athletic gave the Bills a B minus, and they gave the Texans an A minus, and the Bills a B minus for the trade. Diggs' production deteriorated along the way. He didn't tally a 100-yard game after week six and topped six catches just three times in that final stretch of 13 games, including the playoffs. He totaled 24 receptions, 214 yards, and no touchdowns as the Bills closed the regular season with a five-game winning streak, which coincided with Josh Allen rocketing himself into the MVP race. Maybe the Bills think that and you know what? They got rid of a pain in the ass. Maybe he's going to be a great citizen here. Maybe he's going to be.
Well, they had to do it. The Bills had to do that.
Yeah, the Bills almost did because there was yet another post yesterday or the day before where Stephon Diggs, somebody was asking whether or not
RG3 said
he needed, whether or not Josh Allen needed an elite receiver, and Stephon Diggs said, "You sure?"
RG3 said Josh Allen. Some guys need Josh Allen doesn't have to have that. And he goes, "You sure about that?"
Someone quote tweeted that particular video or statement and said he was essential but not needed. And Stephon Diggs, "You sure about that?" Pretty much.
You sure?
Well, no. Every wide receiver. Look, the big comment for Lamar Jackson was he didn't have enough weapons. Not enough weapons. Josh Allen's in trouble now because if you look at who they have, they lost Gabe Davis, which they don't really care about that. They picked up
Curtis Samuel.
That's okay. But they're not in good shape wide receiver wise. That 25th pick now almost has to be a wide receiver. And it's not a great spot because Brian Thomas is going to be gone. You're going to be looking at Xavier Worthy, A.D. Mitchell.
Is he going to get Aaron Rodgers? Where maybe. Aaron Rodgers for years couldn't get them to take a wide receiver high?
Josh? No, because that was a fundamental. To this day, they do not believe fundamentally in drafting wide receivers in the first round.
Yeah.
So they don't do it as an organization. Green Bay doesn't do it. They traded a first for Stephon Diggs. I think they Brandon Bean knows we got to have a really good target for him.
Yep. Let's get Chris in here. He's been waiting. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show. Lance, I actually really agree with you on the lineman pick for the Texans, and here's why. John, maybe a question for you. So if you're a defensive coordinator, do you want to sit back and try to guard everybody and let CJ just have his time, because that was what you said a minute ago, or do you want to put pressure on CJ? And my opinion would be to put pressure on CJ and concede to the under route and hope a mistake happens and you get a 2 or 3 yard gain. If you sit back and try to let CJ just have time, he's going to pick us apart. So I think we go offensive lineman to give CJ time, because of Tank, Speed, Nico, I think that's a smart move. So I disagree a little bit, John, in the whole sit back approach. And I go with Lance and give us some upfront protection. If CJ's got all the time in the world, I like our chances to all the way. Still Texans, thank God.
Well, let's not forget. I mean, the Texans have put quite a bit. I mean, they made Tunsil. They did the contract with Tunsil. They just did a huge contract with Titus. They used a first rounder on Kenyon Green. Juice Scruggs, a second rounder. They also drafted Patterson. They traded for the right guard.
Shaq Mason.
Shaq Mason.
Well,
I mean, they put quite a bit into the. Now, here's a deal. How about that this happens? How about Kenyon Green is actually good? How about if that happened?
So we had that happen with Derek Stingley. Now, Derek Stingley was less a case of looked bad on the field. It was more like just can't stay on the field. Kenyon looked bad on the field.
Kenyon looked really
good. This is a little bit more of a long shot that he comes back and looks good. But if it happens, oh, my God, it's like you just had another hit in free agency.
Yeah.
That's what it will feel like.
It basically would be, because he wasn't there all of last year.
I'm not hopeful, but I'm hopeful.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. I don't think it's going to happen, but I'm hoping it happens.
And, oh, by the way, the threat of a run game now, as opposed to what you've had the last 3 years with the addition of Joe Mixon, that will also deter a pass rush, because now I got to stay in my lane. And I got Joe Mixon coming at me, as opposed to, you know, going all out for CJ. Not only do I have to cover 3 or 4 or even 5 guys with Mixon coming out of the backfield, not only do I have to do that, but I've got to worry about Mixon picking up big chunks of yardage on me running the football now. This Texans offense, you're right, Bobby Slowick is here. I didn't think he was going to be here this year. It's a big plus that Bobby Slowick is back this year. Bobby Slowick is going to be the guy, especially after what Detroit he pulled. What he pulled when they were coming to see him on a plane, and he just said, on their way, he said, I ain't interviewing with you. Ben Johnson?
Yeah, Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson, Cleveland.
Yeah. With
Ben's going to be a hot name. But Ben and, you know, and obviously Bobby is going to be huge, yeah, especially if they play like he's supposed to play. But
Bobby Slowick won't be here at this time next year.
No. There's just too much. There's just too great a chance that they're going to win it.
They're going to be good. They're going to be great. And the hottest coordinator and the offensive coordinator that's in such
demand. It'll be a
demand.
Team that needs a quarterback, you know, because a team that needs a quarterback is going to say, okay, we're getting quarterback head coach at the same time. And look, I think it's going to be Ben and Bobby are the two guys.
And look what the Texans did with that. We got the head coach and the coordinator and the quarterback and the defensive end and the everything that the Texans have done. Holy crap. This is so much fun now, as opposed to the crap that it's been over these last few years. Time to talk about talk about great. Free Rein Coffee. REIN. It's free, REIN. Free Rein Coffee. Free Rein Coffee is the best coffee that I've ever had. I can't say that I've always been, oh, I love my coffee every morning. I do now. I love my coffee every morning, and it's because of Free Rein. It's because of Cole Hauser. It's because Rip from Yellowstone, okay? Born in San Angelo, Texas, the roastery has been fueling folks to get up and get after it for over 25 years. This is not some new out of the nowhere. They've been doing this, okay? Now, you might have be hearing about it for the first time, because it's the first time that they're advertising here in the city of Houston. But they love people who serve as well. proud to serve the country, the community, military veterans, first responders, nurses, teachers. Check out 975coffee.com and get yourself a discount of 20% by putting in promo code ESPN20. It's fantastic coffee. If you're somebody who drinks coffee every morning, try it. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. 975coffee.com. Use promo code ESPN20.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Oh, my gosh. Ooh, that's in Taiwan, the earthquake. Holy crap. A dash cam. Yeah.
Boulders are flying down.
That was
and this guy's scary. Backing up. Like, that's a video game, it looks like.
Yeah. 713-780-3776. Get in here and let's talk about these Texans or whatever else you want to talk
or
about.
Or Astros.
Or Rockets tonight. Just three games separate the Rockets from the play-in. Well, four games, really, because they lose the tiebreaker.
This is pretty much every game's the most important, but this one's extremely important.
Okay, the last time they've had a game that's been this important. No. 3 years ago.
I would say
James Harden left.
I would say recently they had one because you're still playing towards
not
that
this
goal.
This is important, though. This is the team you're chasing.
Well, yeah, but this is also even if you win it, it may not matter.
Yeah,
that's why I kind of not sure I'm in on that because if it'd be an issue. Look at Austin. Well, I'll let you see Austin Reeves in a second. He's doing a live shot from home, a TV shot, and he's got some window shade open, and the light is blasting him in the hair. You'll see it in a second. Yeah.
It looks like he's got something gold or something.
It looks like he's got it looks like he's got the Dennis Schroeder.
Yeah.
But he does. That's kind of a weird thing for a producer not to say, hey, can you cover that up?
Right. Let's get Greg in here. Let's talk about his Texans. Anybody else? 713-780-3776.
Hey, what's up, John? LZ, how's it going, guys?
What's going on?
How are we doing?
Hey, listen, I just wanted to chime in real quick. Been listening to you guys for a long time, but you guys said something a few times last year, and I get it, about Kenyon Green, didn't have the greatest year. But I just want to let you guys know, man, I've been around that kid for quite some time. I've had the privilege. My kid played with him from Little League on through high school. The kid's got a good surround system, support system, got a good head on his shoulders. Any work that kid needs to be doing, trust me, man, he's doing it. So, don't forget, guys. Remember that post Jalen made where he was like, "Yeah, I don't forget. Stay on that side. That's going to be Kenyon Green next year, guys."
I hope he has that kind of year. I mean, I hope he has a stay on that side. But the fact is, people are waiting for him to play. He's a first rounder. They're waiting for him to play well. I don't think this has been 2 years now. I don't want him. He didn't play one. Look, we're all cheering for him to do well. No one's cheering against Kenyon Green. Right now, there's not a lot to bank on.
There is not a lot of we should be, hopefully, I'll be optimistic about it, but there really wasn't that much to be gleaned from that he is going to be good. He was bad. He was bad. And hopefully he's going to be much better. But you know what? Guys get coached up. Guys get better. His second year, a rookie, he made a lot of rookies. But some of it was physically he wasn't good enough.
Mm-mm.
Right? He got overpowered.
Yeah, technique wasn't good. I think he needs to be in better shape. But the guy said he's working on stuff. He knows Kenyon Green and said he's really working on stuff.
I hope so.
I hope that's the case. I mean, he won't be in the league long if he doesn't really work on it. He's got to get his body where it needs to be. He's got to be in his best physical conditioning, and he's got to really work out technique issues. There's a lot of work for Kenyon Green to do, but I'm cheering for him. I thought he was a really good run-blocking prospect coming out of A&M. Really good, and it's something I want to see. But, I put my name on that. I thought he was going to be a really good pick for the Texans, and he hasn't been so far. But if he is this year, it's a really big deal. You know, it's a really big deal for them if they can solidify both center and left guard with Juice Scruggs at center and Kenyon Green at left guard. You got some big boys up front. It'd be a great thing. I just, right now, he's going to have to show me something. Because in 2 years, I haven't seen it so far. So it's a big show me year for him. This is a year where if he doesn't get it done this year, he'll be gone. They won't keep him beyond 3 years. They won't even get to a fourth year of the contract. So it's a big one for him, and I hope he is putting in the work that he needs to right now because it's critical.
Yep.
This team, this coaching staff did not draft Kenyon Green.
No, this coaching staff didn't, but Nick did. Nick wants to see him. I'm sure Nick wants to. And, oh, by the way, he wants to see the kid succeed. By the way, yeah, and a local kid, you hope, man, I'm rooting for him. I hope he does, but there was very little that we saw of him 2 years ago that would tell you, no, he's a lock for this job or he's going to be. There was very little. So hopefully he is much better. 713-780-3776. James wants to talk NFL draft. What do you say, James?
Hey, guys.
How are we doing?
What's going on?
You know, I'm looking at this thing, and I think we've all kind of agreed over the last couple of months that the Texans' biggest needs have been defensive tackle, wide receiver, cornerback. Seems like they've pretty clearly addressed the wide receiver issue. I wonder if there's a spot in this draft, and Lance, you pore over this every single day and look at the positions, what teams are out there, where, you know, we think there's probably going to be four or five quarterbacks that go pretty early. We think there's going to be three, four, or five wide receivers that go pretty early. Probably going to be a pretty good run on offensive tackles. Does that leave a spot in the mid-20s where maybe somebody wants to do business for your first rounder next year if you're top guy? Let's say Byron Murphy, you know, is sitting there at 22 or 23.
You mean trade into the first?
Yeah, and use next year's number one.
So you give up your second? You give up next year's number one and one of your seconds this year?
Mm. Well, I mean, maybe it's next year's number one and your third or something, you know, but, you know, there's probably a guy there. I mean, to me, it's Byron Murphy. But
well, everyone's going to think your first rounder.
If your number one cornerback is out there.
Yeah, so, okay, that's an interesting thought. Now, let's work through this, the value. If you're trading to Byron Murphy won't be there probably beyond 16. So if you wanted Byron Murphy, you'd have to jump up to, you know, the Colts aren't trading with you at 15. Seattle isn't going to trade with you at 16 if Byron Murphy's there. So you might have to go, like, number 14. I don't even know who 14 is. Wherever the Raiders are, could you get them to bite? Maybe, but it doesn't really.
Wait a minute. You got out of 23 for a couple second rounders. You're going to go back to give up your first rounder? That doesn't make any sense.
You would have to give up next. Well, you get a first rounder this year for next year's.
I'm not interested. Listen, that's too. Look at what the Saints paid for Davenport. That was too much.
Doing is you're getting a first rounder. And you're giving a first rounder, but for the team getting a first rounder,
you're
probably going to give
up your second rounder.
Yeah. Well, you have to,
right?
Because the team is going to get. You're probably going to finish. Let's say you get the 26th pick of the draft. Well, you're going to be getting an earlier pick than that, more than likely. If you want to get one of those players, now if you want to trade into the back half of the first, maybe the Ravens would consider that for you. Maybe the Tampa Bay Bucks would consider it. You're still going to have to give up if you trade a future first. You're still going to have to give them a spot this year. Maybe it'd be a third, but you'd have to really, really love somebody to want to do that this year. But, I mean, cornerback is a big deal. And Quinyon Mitchell will be gone. Terrion Arnold probably goes by 17 to Jacksonville. I don't know the Kool-Aid McKinstry's. I think he's a back half of the first guy. Cooper DeJean is going to be a safety.
I'm not interested in that.
Oh, no, that's a long shot scenario.
No.
If you did it, you would trade your second rounder.
I'm not giving up my first rounder.
You would give up your 42nd and a third to jump into your 42nd pick and your third round, your first third round pick is what you would probably give up to jump into the late stages of the first round. Maybe you give up two of your second round picks to jump into like pick number 26 or something. You might do something like that, but it's possible. Well, I think it's possible the Texans could do something like that. I considered it.
I'm not interested in giving up a one yet next year for a one this year.
No, it'd probably be your second round picks is what you'd give up.
Yep.
But
hopefully.
But don't you think because they need D tackle, cornerback, safety, maybe offensive line, I think those picks are too valuable to just concentrate on getting one.
Yeah. No. I mean, I know you're going for it now, though. I mean, that's for sure. But I'm not. there's still holes to fill. And oh, by the way, other teams may not be as interested in your first rounder next year because the thought is you're going to be pretty good. Where are you drafting next year if you're a playoff team? Where is that first round pick? Does it have as much value as it obviously doesn't have nearly as much value as it, your first round pick last year or what people thought would be your first round pick to coming up this year, right? The Texans were thought to be one of the doldrums in the doldrums, and they ended up with first place and in the playoffs this year. Next year, for sure, people are going to think that you're drafting mid 20s or even later. So I don't know that your first round pick next year has that kind of value. I'm still not interested in giving it up though. I'm still not. 713-780-3776 is the number to get in with us. You guys are responding. We like it. But we do have to play with the Rockets taking on Golden State. We had Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce having a discussion about the Rocket situation with Alperen Şengün and Jalen Green. And we'll play some of that on the other side. Talk about that. That is going to happen next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But right now, since we're talking hoops, let's talk hoops. Let's talk Pro Dunk. Let's talk about that goal that you've got or don't have. The kids want a goal, Dad. The kids want to play. The kids, especially if you have young kids, but even older kids. JT, even when he could dunk, he was still lower in the basket, and they were out there having fun. Not all his buddies could dunk, so you know what? They all had a good time out there on the lot. And it's still happening because that goal, we moved, and one of our former neighbors has that goal, and they still love it. JT went and visited him, and the kid, he plays on it this whole time, these last 10, 12 years, whatever it's been, he's been playing on that. He's a pretty good little player now. But you know why he's a pretty good little player? It's because he had that goal in the front yard. He and his sisters are all pretty good players, and you know why? It's because they had the Pro Dunk goal. And the Pro Dunk goal is the goal that the kids want to play on. They can raise and lower it so that they can dunk, they can have fun, they can actually reach the goal when they're younger and actually get some shooting touch. And then you raise it, and now all of a sudden you've got a kid that's playing some high school ball because they had that goal. You, my friends, are going to benefit. You, Dad, are going to benefit from that goal. The kids will be outside. Mom will love it too. ProDunk.com, you want the best goal in the market? ProDunk.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. 713-780-3776. To get in here with us on ESPN 97.5, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776. PJ is here. We're taking calls, baby. Shortest wait times in the history of radio. It always has been. This has been the shortest wait times. 713-780-3776. What up, PJ?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you
not
doing?
Not much. Not much. How you doing?
Can you hear me? Yeah. So I see the Texans making moves, and I'm from Houston. I'm proud. I'm a Pittsburgh fan, but also I was telling my friend of mine, he's a Texans fan. I said, y'all not going to sneak up on nobody next year. And with this trade down, you're letting the whole NFL know. So I just want to get you guys' opinion on the expectations of winning, because it's different when you're not winning, you're not expected to win. Now you're expected to win. And all eyes are going to be on you. You're probably going to get some primetime games, too. And we know how that went the last time we had primetime games. So I just want to get you guys feeling. Did you feel differently, or what's your expectations of this? I hang up and listen.
Man, yeah. It feels way different. My expectations are high. This is the highest my expectations have been since 2012.
I've been tempering this whole offseason because you're playing a first-place schedule. But they have gotten so much talent. They have gotten so much talent that they can compete now at the highest level in the NFL. They really can. So I have been like, everybody, slow down. Slow down. You ain't playing the schedule you played last year, a fourth-place schedule. You're playing a first-place schedule. But they're going to be good. They got a lot of talent now. Holy crap. And I was a little worried about CJ, you know, having a second-year blues, sophomore slump. I don't know how he can. I don't know how anymore.
He's just going to have so many guys that are so good around him that they're going to make everybody better. I'm ecstatic. I'm ecstatic.
So there's, you know, I want to see the running game develop. I want to see what Joe Mixon does. I want to see what the offensive line does to open up holes for him. I still need to see that. I don't have any doubt the passing game is going to click. You can't fix everything when you're a bad team. You can't fix everything in 1 year. So, or really even two drafts necessarily. So there's still probably going to be a hole in the secondary that you have to look at. But I mean, you know, if you did your, if DeMeco does well with his evaluations and his staff, Matt Burke and the scouting staff and Nick Caserio, if they do well with their evaluations and find the right guys who can help, I question if you can get a rookie to come in and help you the way that you're going to need help. But that's why you have, you know what? There's been lots of teams who don't have great defenses. Guess what they do? They just put up a ton of points. You just say, okay, well, we'll just outscore you. The Texans are in position now to get in a shootout and win. The Texans are in position to shoot it out with somebody and potentially beat them 35-31. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that's part of it. If your defense isn't as strong as you want it to be, and they've got a defensive front now, nothing makes your cornerbacks better than when you got a pass rush.
Yep.
All of a sudden, cornerbacks get much better when the quarterback is
Lonnie
being hounded.
Lonnie Johnson is going to be so good now, okay? Lonnie Johnson is going to be, what did he call himself? Lance can't hear anything. He's covering his ears.
I'm not going to listen to anything that says Lonnie Johnson.
Lonnie Johnson, Jeff Okuda, CJ Henderson, Miles Bryant. Wait, bodies.
Load up.
Lonnie was the first rounder, second rounder.
Johnny Flynn, Hasheem Thabeet.
No, this isn't Daryl Morey's Rockets.
Speaking of Daryl Morey's Rockets, how about tonight? Rockets take on the Warriors.
There's nothing Daryl did for this team.
Listen,
this isn't Daryl's team. This isn't Daryl's Rockets.
No, it's not. It's a different.
Name one guy that Daryl's responsible for on the roster.
Well,
can you think of any? I don't think any. Right?
No. I mean, he did.
Eric Gordon was the last one.
Didn't he make a trade that they've gotten any of these guys with?
No one.
Okay. Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett sat down. They're talking about the same thing that we've been talking about. How in the world do you what's going to happen with Şengün and Jalen Green? Here is a bit of their discussion. Tell me what you guys think.
They are shocking. The Rockets have turned the corner. Şengün is out. You thought that he was the anchor of that whole joint. You feel me? Man, them guys stepping up right now, Pete.
He might have been holding them back.
Man, he was holding them up. What you mean? He was one of their top, if not their best player, bro. You can't say that.
I get it. The numbers say that.
So let me say this. When you lose a weapon, you really have no choice but to switch it up and go to something else because you don't have that no more, right? When you can make this adjustment and then still thrive, that's what I'm saying. He wasn't holding it up. He was an anchor. He out now. Now he's playing a whole nother way now.
Because you heard of addition by subtraction.
What I'm saying is,
like, he's a great young player.
Yeah,
bro. Right. Numbers, I mean, the way he did Wembanyama, he's an asset.
Bro, he been
so now if they make the playoffs, they on an 8-9 game winning streak, you might could trade him and get a veteran piece to really help them. Because Jalen Green, he looking like a franchise player, right? He looking like a baby McGrady.
But you can't get a Şengün just out of the clay, bro. You can't just go to
They're going to have to make decisions on Şengün, bro. Jabari Parker.
Keep all that together. Why can't you? You got a young all nucleus, that together. Bro, why can't you?
I mean, Jabari Smith, Jalen Green.
Man, Minnesota doing it. OKC doing it.
No, they don't got three young dudes like that. Eventually, Orlando going to have to make a decision, too.
Man, you got a core.
This summer, you got to sign Jalen Green for 100.
Okay, cool. You got it. Let's get it. He's there.
Now, next summer, you got to make a decision on Jabari or Şengün.
They're in-house. You can re-sign all those guys is what I'm saying.
No, you can't re-sign. You only got room for two of them.
Bro, you can re-sign all those guys what I'm saying.
All right. Paul Pierce was anti-Şengün. Kevin Garnett, pro-Şengün. Big guy, but wing guy. I mean, I don't know. You know what?
What's
the $43 million a year that you're giving Fred VanVleet next year?
It's called The Ticket and the Truth. That's the name of the podcast. The Ticket and the Truth for their nicknames.
Okay. Agree or disagree that you can keep both of those guys?
No, agreed. You can.
You can.
You absolutely can. You're locked in. Well, see, I think that you could still make a trade once you're locked in with the – you're not going to – it won't keep you from trading one of them. So you can and let it play out and then trade later if you don't like it.
Agree with Paul Pierce that you trade Şengün and not Jalen.
No, because it's harder because KG just told you what it was. You can't bring up a Şengün. They had a lot of different pronunciations of Şengün in that particular clip.
As opposed to, yeah. He corrected himself.
But I think that, no, it's hard to find a Şengün. Those guys, there's not a lot of those guys in the NBA. There's a lot of explosive wing scorers. You could probably name 10 right off the top of your head, and you have no problem naming great wing scorers. Naming guys who can get you points, rebounds, and assists, and who can single-handedly beat you in the low block, who have the low post game, there's like one. There's one guy who does what? Now, Embiid does other things, but, okay, you can say, we'll just say Embiid. Embiid, Jokic, and I think that's it. And then you go Şengün, and that's it. For guys who can do the things that they do, and really, he's more like Baby J.
Now, Jokic and Embiid are different, I think, because they contribute more defensively than Şengün does, right?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, Şengün can be a defensive liability, especially you bring him out on top and he has to switch. I don't care.
Jalen's not a good defensive player, so we can't make that argument about, like, if you're going to compare the two of them, Jalen's not a good defender. I know he's gotten better.
Jalen's gotten a lot better.
He's gotten better, but he's not a plus defender necessarily. Şengün is rare offensively. He's a rare, rare commodity.
This winning without Şengün has opened up, I mean, I think some different thoughts as opposed to what we thought earlier in the year. And oh, by the way, Jalen Green, despite an unbelievable month of March, it's still a guy who's averaging less than 20 points a game. He has not been, he's yet to put together a season. He has shown after the All-Star, whatever reason, that All-Star break has been remarkable for Jalen Green. And he has shown signs that maybe he's turned a corner. And maybe it's because it took him a little while. Maybe it's because he hadn't had any coaching before. And now it's finally coming. Maybe it's because it's losing Şengün has opened up the middle for him. And he's, you know, able to do a lot more than he was before. Maybe all of those things. I think the two can coexist, though.
What do you think off the top of your head the numbers would be for each to get a max contract? Because you heard the guys discuss giving guys money. What do you off the top? What do you think each would be? What their max number is?
Well, their max number isn't something that's debatable. It's their max number.
That's what I'm saying.
Or
what
do you? What do you pay?
Because we're talking. Well, not that, but we're talking about numbers. What do you in your head? What do you think a max deal for either one?
35.
If Şengün got a max deal, it'd be 5 years, $225 million.
How much?
5 years. How much?
5 years, $225 million.
$225 million. Wow.
225. That's $45 million.
Wow. And I wouldn't give him that.
And Jalen would be five.
What?
And Jalen would be five.
You wouldn't give Şengün max?
No. I'm not
okay, giving well, let him walk.
Because of the cap jumping up, Jalen's would be $5,260. He has a higher draft. He was drafted higher, so his deal is corresponding to where he was drafted.
How about you guys take 35 each?
Okay, sure. Sure. Okay.
Well, they like get the max deal elsewhere. They can only get the max deal here.
Well, I like the way you're thinking.
Or the Rockets, John. Or the Rockets lose them. That's
and
the
this
other thing.
Is now their
well,
home.
But
this
but is they also lose them their... for what? 35?
No, they just lose them.
Okay, do you
the
want to win?
But how much can they make on the
do
open
you want to win? Do you want to win?
They can't get max.
That's fine.
Do
you
want to win?
Piss them off and they leave.
Okay, if you want to win, if you want to win, you'll stay in Houston where the hot teams are. Astros, Texans. This is where the hot boys play. Do you want to be a hot boy or not? That's your choice. You want to be a hot boy, Şengün? You want to be a hot boy, Jalen? Jalen's already got that flair. So Jalen's staying.
A hot boy?
Yeah.
Why are you making references to early 2000s rap?
That's
hot
right.
boys? Is that what you're doing?
That's right. They're hot boys here. That's what it is.
I don't
That's
think
what
they're
it
hot
is.
Boys.
This is where the hot boys play.
I can play some hot boys for you if you want.
I'm just
I don't
telling
think
you, this is
boys.
Where the hot boys play. And you can either ride with it. Or we'll trade you to Sacramento.
You have an interesting way of contract negotiations. It's like, hey, don't you want to be here? Take what we offer.
Yeah. Do you want to win or not? Or do you want to lose? This is what I'd say. Do you want to win or lose? And as soon as Şengün says, win, okay, $36 million a year.
Is Şengün Lil Wayne or Juvenile when you call them hot boys?
Which one is he? Shingun is going to be
Or is he BG? Juvenile.
He's Juvenile.
Is Jalen BG or Lil Wayne? Or
Jalen is Lil Wayne.
Okay.
I mean, got kind of Lil Wayne vibes a little bit, but much better looking.
This is a thing for you.
This is hot boys.
How often do you bring up the attractiveness of Jalen Green when you talk about
him? He's just a cute dude. Like, I think
my
the
wife
ladies,
even said it.
Well, your wife, I understand. Yeah. I'm
no,
not Jay, sure what
like
his...
Jeremy Pena, Jalen Green.
Well, yes.
Those are those. And then football-wise, I don't know who the football guy would be.
Hank is cute.
Yeah, I mean, he's
all right. Got that crazy hair, but goes all over the place.
Who's somebody the girls would love?
You should ask the girls you know.
Nobody on the offensive line.
No.
I don't think, although Daniil Hunter's got, is all rocked up. He looks like a model like that. Maybe
Stingley?
Daniil Hunter.
Of course, you never see him. I mean.
No, not Stingley, not Mixon.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Joe. Lance has an opinion of you.
Nope. Not CJ.
Oh, we already know you're biased against CJ.
No, I just don't think he's not like in the Jeremy Pena category and Jalen Green.
Are we talking
I don't
about
know. Maybe
how
the
handsome guys
you know
are
what?
Now?
This is what I'm
I got
saying.
It, I got it. The head coach, D'Amico Ryans.
This is his thing.
D'Amico Ryans is like the Tay Diggs of head coaches. But younger Tay Diggs.
Once again, saying black people look the same.
No, I'm just saying he's got Tay Diggs as the handsome guy. That's what Jalen's. That's what the head coach. So we go to our Cal.
Cal McNair?
He's a sex symbol now after the way that this team has turned around.
What are you,
Cal's a bit of a sex symbol
now. What are you talking about?
Cal's a bit of a sex symbol.
No,
who does he have? You see Hannah? Did you think he could pull that? No,
yes,
he did.
Yes, I did. You know why?
Because he's a good owner?
Because where do his father's money.
Why are you doing the money thing,
Cal? Yes. Are you asking me if I'm surprised that Cal McNair has
that
a woman that looks like Hannah? No,
handsome.
Not at
I
all.
I can just tell you this. If Hannah decided to leave Cal would scoop up even better. You know why?
Even better?
Because he's a good owner. Now, he's considered, he's one of the sexy boys now. Yep. No, not because of the money, because he's a great owner who makes good decisions.
Hey, Cal's single. It's raining all over. What's that? That's not rain. That's money raining down.
You're talking about a man that's married.
This is him.
This is what you're
this
doing.
This is what Dell starts most of the time.
How did I start it?
What are the odds?
Your thing was Jalen's a handsome boy.
My thing was hot boys. If you want to play here with the hot boys of the city, this is what you have to choose from. Now, Bregman's going to leave. Kyle Tucker's going to leave. Altuve will get
that's
old.
Astros.
No hot boys on the
all
Astros.
All the Astros leave. All right, we got to break it. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. That's where you go get your game on. You want to bet on tonight's game? Draymond says they're ending the Rocket season tonight. You believe him? You believe that they're he's ending the Rocket season tonight? If not, boy, they're going to come out fighting. But they're going to fight these Warriors tonight. Warriors come out to play, and you can bet on it at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Get your initial bonus for signing up for the first time, or if you're reloading, put in that promo code BET975 and get a bonus just for reloading. I mean, mybookie.ag, promo code BET975 is different than any of your local bookies. Your local bookies ain't giving you bonus money to play with. Your local bookies probably don't have all the casino games. They don't have the casino games that you can get live dealers at MyBookie. You got live dealers dealing you the cards or spinning the wheel in roulette. All of that's happening at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. When you win, you get paid. That's what happens every single time at mybookie.ag. Promo code BET975. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
Warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.